This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, our friend Colin Montgomery played on 8 European Ryder Cup teams, never losing a singles match. He was also captain of the victorious 2010 European team. It really is a pleasure to welcome Colin Montgomery back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Colin.
Well, hello there, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Talk Ryder Cup for a little bit here. When you look back on your Ryder Cup experiences, maybe you didn't think this at the time, but are they now some of the happiest experiences of your career?
I wouldn't. It's a very good question. You know, looking back on things, obviously during the play. You know, if you came up to me in the 13th tee against Scott Hoke and said, "Are you happy?" I don't think that would be the case. But looking back on it, yes, I feel they were. I wouldn't say the happiest times of my career, but certainly the best. I can honestly say that looking back on it now, over the 16 years that I played and then captained it, so I was sort of 20 years within the Ryder Cup realm. I can honestly say that it's the best time of my career, meaning that I was playing for other people, which I love to do. I was playing for a team. I was within that. I was, I hate to say, making history, whether it be on a losing team or a winning team. You know, you're making history either way. And it was a thrill to be part of it. And looking back on it now, it was an honor to be playing and to be in that theater of that Ryder Cup, because that's the word I always use for the Ryder Cup. It's real dramatical theater. Yeah.
Well, then you may have answered this question then. What is it about those matches? What is it about that theater that makes players want to be a part of that so much?
Because I think people get more out of, I don't think a lot of them admit it, but a lot of the players get more out of winning points for others. It makes them feel their ego, even because they're all egotistical nowadays. As you know, whoever isn't shouldn't be part of the team. Really, they've got big egos, and I feel that to be part of a team, to win a point for others, gives them a huge boost in their self-esteem, and that's why they're in that, to feel good about themselves, to feel, yeah, look, I helped the US, or I helped Europe into doing something or to winning something. And I think that's what it is, really. It's a huge self-esteem boost. And I think anyone listening, whether they're golfers or whether in business or whether in any part of the world, if your self-esteem rises or has an opportunity to go further, yes, you'd want to try and take it.
It's fascinating. We've got captain's picks coming up. Talk to me about a couple of the factors that you considered when it came to what you looked for in a captain's pick.
Yes, well, I was in as every captain is, I suppose, a difficult position where I had 6 or 7 guys for 3 spots, and someone's going to miss out, you know. So, you know, I even left out the number 7 in the world, and to think of there's 12 in Europe, so he's certainly, you know, in the top. You know, Paul Casey I'm talking about, and then I left out Justin Rose as well, and I left out Sergio Garcia, Henrik Stenson, and the listeners are now going, well, this guy's an idiot, you know. but at the time, I was picking a team. For instance, Eduardo Molinari. Many Americans hadn't heard of him. This is Francesco's brother, who had just won the last qualifying event. So it was like Brent Snedeker really winning the Wyndham. And his brother was in the team. And his brother, Francesco, still quite shy, unassuming,
a lovely fella, but needed some support within that team room, and his brother gave me that out by winning the last qualifying event. So I picked him ahead of other people that you might have thought were, hate to say, better golfers or better, but I was thinking about the team, and that's what Jim Furyk and Thomas Bjorn have got to think about. They've got to think about the team. You can put the best 11 players on a soccer pitch. You can put the best, I don't know how many NFL, is it 15 on the pitch, whatever it might be. And they can be the best players, but do they play the best together? Do they bring out the best in each other? And that's what I was trying to get. And I'm sure that Thomas and Jim Furyk will have that feeling as well. They've got to pick the team that gets to 14 and a half points.
We're talking with Colin Montgomery here on the Augusta Golf Show. So Colin, is there a doubt in your mind, and maybe you've stated some, is there a doubt in your mind that Captain Furyk will pick Tiger?
No, there's no doubt there at all. No, there's no doubt. I think when you think about Tiger Woods and you think about who you're playing, when you go to bed at night in the Ryder Cup, the one thing that you go to bed on is, apart from hopefully a comfortable mattress, is who you are playing against the next day. Who's your opponent, right? And I'm sure that any European will sleep less if that name Tiger Woods appears to be playing against them. And especially on Saturday night when they go to bed for the singles, there's something about the guy, less than there was. Possibly people are thinking, okay, there's less aura about the guy than there was, but it's damn close to what it was already, and I wouldn't like to be playing him. He's got something to prove, and when Tiger Woods has something to prove, he usually comes up trumps. So I would have him and the team as my number one pick right now. And Jim Furyk is playing the game. He's having to say, look, he's got two picks coming up and then a pick later on. But at the same time, he knows, and he's probably told Tiger, come on, he's probably told him that, yes, you're on the team. You're my first pick. Relax. And I think that would be the right thing to do. And I'm sure that when Jim Furyk comes out with his team and the press will ask Jim, when did you pick him? I think then he can tell the truth. Look, I let him know after the USPGA was over. And I'm sure that all the other Americans want him on that team too. I think he's world. Tiger Woods has come out. And I think we all feel that. He'll be good for the Americans, not supporting an American in Paris. It'd be very difficult for the Parisians and Europeans not to actually applaud for Tiger Woods. So he's almost the first European playing here, you know, in a way. So I think, and the way that he's performed and his the whole aura about Tiger Woods, you've got to be playing him in the Ryder Cup. And it's great for golf. It's great for the Ryder Cup. It's great for television that our marketing dream is back. And the Ryder Cup's a bigger, better place if and when Tiger Woods plays.
Does Captain Bjorn take Ian Poulter?
I think he's got to. Captain Bjorn has four picks. Ian Poulter's proven that he has that ability to pull it out when it counts. He had to win in Houston to qualify for Augusta this year. And what does he go and do? Starts with a poor round. I think he was over par. And then plays a phenomenal last three rounds to actually win the tournament in a playoff. Yes, you pick Ian Poulter. Not really for Ian Poulter's golfing scenario, really, in many ways, but for the team room, but for his presence, for his confidence, for his passion. I think there's a lot of attributes for Ian Poulter away from actually playing golf for the European side. And yes, you pick Ian Poulter.
Do you, will you, I don't know, maybe you'll be there. Will you watch? Does Colin Montgomery sit back, like all of us, and watch the Ryder Cup?
Oh, yes. Yes, I mean, it's been a huge part of my life. It's been what, since 1991, where I started playing, right through to 2010 when I captained. So there's 20 years, and it'll always go on. Once you've captained your team, I'm sure I speak for all the ex-American captains and ex-European captains. Of course, we'll watch and we'll support our team. Of course, that's just inbuilt. That's inbred, and that's the way it is.
So what do you get up and eat when you're watching? When you go to the refrigerator, what are you getting?
That's very good. I have a soft spot for Kit Kats and Diet Coke. I know that's terrible, but that's what I do. And I'll get up and wherever I am in the world and watch every shot of the Ryder Cup. I think knowing the in-depth what goes on in the players' minds, what goes on in Thomas Bjorn's mind, because he was a vice captain to me, so I know him very well. I know Furyk extremely well as well. And what guys are going through, having to put for each other and wanting to, for us to try and get the Ryder Cup back at home, not to lose home first time in 25 years. That's a record that we're extremely proud of, want to hang on to. It's going to be very, very difficult, though, when you see the top eight already for America, with only one non-major winner, and that's Ricky Fowler. So it's an extremely strong American team. We're no mugs either, and we're playing at home, and we have a terrific record at home. It'll be difficult this time, though. But we wish, obviously, I hate to say in an American show here, but we wish all the Europeans all the best of luck.
That's perfectly fine. It's a great event.
To it's your a competition, after all.
Yes, and to your point, it's great theater.
It is great theater. It is. I mean, any sports fan, whether you're NFL, your baseball, or your basketball, or tennis, whatever sport you play, tiddlywinks, ping pong, you are dragged to this television screen, the Ryder Cup singles on Sunday. It is theater, pure theater. Who gets the momentum? Who can keep it going? Who can hold the putts at the right time? Whether it be the seventh hole on Sunday, that could be the putt that wins the Ryder Cup, because it keeps momentum for either team going forward to avoid a European going two down, to keep that one down instead for the half point. Vital, so, yeah, I mean, any sports fan is glued to the television on Sunday afternoon.
Next time you're on, speaking of sports, you can explain cricket to me.
That'll take, I hope you've got about 2 hours, okay? And I'll explain the rules of cricket to you, okay?
Thank you. He is Colin Montgomery. Colin, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this. Thank you so very much.
Not at all. Delighted to be with you. Thank you.